Nearly 200 nations gather for the Global Day of Prayer. Sponsored children are killed in the earthquake in Java, Indonesia. And one agency is aiming at changing India's heart, one kid at a time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Millions of Christians from 198 nations gather to pray for repentance. We start in Taipei with reports all over the world.
Thousands of Christians have come to the presidential square in Taipei City, not to make a political statement, but to pray for the country.
More than 30,000 Christians flocked to the Hong Kong Stadium to play their part in the worldwide Global Day of Prayer. They pray for God to bless Hong Kong, to protect the city's health, in particular from the threat of the bird flu epidemic. They also pray for the Lord to give direction and faith to the youth of Hong Kong, who were a strong presence in the crowd, and to ask God to heal fractured relationships between family members.
This is Debbie Brink with Sat7. I'm at the Cave Church in Cairo, Egypt, where a couple thousand people have gathered today on the Global Day of Prayer.
I'm standing at the Velodrome Indoor Stadium in Cape Town, South Africa. There are more than 4,000 venues across Africa where an estimated 40 million Africans are joining the River of Prayer.
My name is Graham Wells, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And halfway through the program, it is thunder and lightning. Although it was cut short, there was just a great sense of God's presence and prayers.
Welcome to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, where even now thousands of Christians in this city are beginning to rally to celebrate through worship and prayer.
Next, the bad news continues to come from Java, Indonesia's earthquake zone. Compassion International's Bob Thorpe.
It has affected 12 of our compassion projects in the area. And personally, it has taken the life of three of compassion-sponsored children. And so it has a big impact on our ability to minister to the kids.
The May 27th 6.3 magnitude quake killed more than 6,000 people and displaced more than 500,000. Thorpe says 500 children were waiting for sponsors before the earthquake, and that number will increase. He says sponsors are needed because they partner with a local church. Thorpe says they will hear the gospel in this Muslim nation.
Without Christ, you know, it doesn't matter what we do, we're just a richer sinner, you know. So the spiritual component is of utmost importance.
Go to compassion.com to contribute to their earthquake relief fund or to sponsor a child. You're listening to Mission Network News. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India keeps an eye on the ministry trends in India. Mission India's John DeVries says there's virtually no area free from persecution. He believes that the trouble is God's way of scattering the church to spread the gospel into previously closed areas. One way they're responding is through their Children's Bible Club program.
We provide training and curriculum for 1,100 indigenous Indian missions, averaging about 4 million children in the club program during their summer vacation. Out of that, we usually get around 4,000 to 5,000 daily clubs. And these daily clubs then become churches.
Clubs are often held in places where children can't attend school, and it becomes a very special event in their lives. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And there are stories of packed round-the-clock prayer rooms and revivals spreading across American college campuses. Life Action Ministries' Dave Warren of the Collegiate Impact Division says it's perfect timing for their upcoming Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening. Campus ministry leaders will be attending the event. It's being held at Yale University June 21st through the 28th.
We're going to look at the biblical and historical underpinnings for revival, campus revivals, and awakenings. And we're also going to be looking at what does all this mean for our present-day situation. And we believe God is stirring. And even a year or two ago when we first began to think about the Institute, we didn't see what we're seeing right now.
The Institute will provide leaders with tools to think, process, and apply what all of it means for ministry in the upcoming academic year. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.